This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's called rock and roll, man. You should know. I expect it better from you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:08. Carolina Motor Fest this Saturday. All things cars, vehicles, motors, all that stuff. It is a big convention of cars. And Nine and I will be there Saturday from 11 till 1 p.m. at Carolina Motor Fest, brought to you by TLC Motors.
Yes, we will, man. It's going to be a great time. TLC Motors, Carolina Motor Fest, presented by the United States Air Force.
Yeah, come out and see us. We won't be hard to miss. Look for purple T-shirts, weird smiles, and big beards.
Yeah.
And there we are.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of cars, the NHRA 4WIDE, Southern National, ZMAX, Charlotte, next weekend, we have a pair to give away right now.
Yeah. Hoom-bop,
Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop,
ba-bow.
Time to call and rep your town, from Chesney to Greenville. We'll find the spelling champ, whether from Easley or Spartanburg. Can you beat the caller, that phone from Hendersonville? Tell me, who in the world will
win Spellenberg?
Can you spell pneumonia, or will you just pout and hang up? We'll find out who's witty, who really knows their words. If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Yeah.
Hoom-bop, Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg, boom-bop, Spellenberg, boom-bop,
ba-bow.
I have to say, I mean, I enjoy this game a lot, but that's definitely my favorite game theme, I think.
It's fun.
It's well done.
All right, great, great theme.
And it's probably as long as the actual game will take.
Yes.
Yeah. Spellenberg, it is spelling bees. It is what we do here. We've done it for a long, long time. Pit two different cities against each other today. And, you know, you got to think. When this show started, it was just the upstate, and then western North Carolina, and then northeast Georgia, and now the world. We have people listening to us, people in the armed forces listening to us overseas. We got people all over the country listening to us.
Yeah, man, it's awesome.
So it's more than just the upstate versus the upstate. It is your town versus their town. This is our town,
our
Mr.
Town.
Han.
This is our time. Town. Town. Right. Town.
What cities are playing? I'll go ahead and tell you that representing Seneca, South Carolina, let's say hello to P1, let's get drunk and screw.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how are you, sir? Real quick question. I probably asked you this before. You're a big parrot head? Jimmy Buffett
what's
guy?
That?
You a Jimmy Buffett
oh,
guy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you
That's
have
the song right there, man.
Do you have the personalized license plate that they offer now that says parrot head on it from South Carolina?
No, I just like getting drunk and screwing. That's it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. No cheeseburgers in paradise. None of that. All right. Seneca, South
That's
Carolina.
Cool.
Oh, of course. Seneca, South Carolina. Born and raised there?
No.
Okay. Where are you originally from? Just curiosity.
Chicago.
Oh,
yeah. I heard some Midwest in your voice.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought so. Yeah. All right. Well, it's Seneca, South Carolina taking on Forest City, North Carolina. It's P1 Splash and Blumpkins. Good morning, Mr. Blumpkins.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Well, sir, you're born and raised there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, last time I called, I told you I'm from West New York State.
I know. It's
cool guy.
You can't see my face. I was snickering when I said
it. Yeah. You all couldn't right. see it for the beard.
That's right.
The phone.
That's in the microphone and all that.
The radio.
All right. Gentlemen, you both know how to play Spellenberg. I will say a word, and then you will scream your name and then attempt to spell it, right?
Yeah, right.
And I'll tell you both, since we're playing for the NHRA Southern Nationals 4-wide at ZMAX, all these words, what did I say wrong?
It's the NHRA 4-wide Nationals. So next week, we do have tickets to the NHRA Southern Nationals at Atlanta Dragway.
Wait a minute. Did I miss that one, Fat Boy? Oh, hell. All right. What are we? Nine?
It's on point.
In the form of a question, what are we about to give away?
In the form of a question?
Yes.
What do you mean in the form of a question?
You should say, what are NHRA Southern National 4-wide?
I thought you wanted me to actually phrase it as a question more so than just that.
Correct.
Yes. It's.
Go ahead.
NHRA 4-Wide Nationals, ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte next Saturday, April 27th.
It's too much. That's why they just call it Super Bowl, World Series, things like that.
Yep.
You got to do a trick with your fingers. Think 4-wide.
Yeah.
That's how you remember.
Okay. Well, I'll run the other direction. All right. Let's give an exemplary, is that a right word? Exemplary session here. Is everybody ready to play?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, car-related words, Fatboy versus Nine. Fatboy versus Paige. Spell the word FICO.
Fatboy.
Fatboy.
Like the score?
Go ahead.
FICO?
That's right.
All right.
Wow. I was thinking it was a car part, and I'm like, what?
What is it, though?
That's right. The FICO score.
Credit score.
Oh, the score. Oh, okay. You said car.
This is all. Well, you need one of those to buy one of those.
All right. I gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Word number one, Spellenberg Automotive Edition. Spell the word exhaust.
Blumpkins.
People have to try to scream.
I heard Blumpkins first. Judge Jimmy, agree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Blumpkins, spell exhaust.
EXHAUST.
Give him a bell. That's right. All right. Well done, Blumpkins.
Blumpkins
on the board with one. All right. How far along did you go in school, Blumpkins?
Oh, I got some college.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Our alma maters are the same. All right. Congratulations. Word number two, Spellenberg Automotive Edition. Spell the word Pocono.
Blumpkins.
Blumpkins, back in again. Spell the word Pocono.
P-O... C-O-N-O.
Give him a bell. Pocono. No,
oh, you got it?
No, he got it right.
Is it not P-O-K-E-O-H-N-O?
No. No. No, you're thinking of Pocahontas. All right, so that's two.
One more and Bumpkins is a clean sweep.
Let's get drunk and screw. I think he got drunk and fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
No, I had it.
All right.
Too slow.
All right. Here we go. Up high. Too slow. All right, word number three, Spellenberg Automotive Edition. Spell the word catalytic.
Blumpkins.
You know, let's continue screwing.
Golly bummers, Blumpkins again. Spell.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catalytic.
CATALYTIC.
Give him a bell. He got catalytic.
He did.
God, that's pretty good.
Yay.
And by my calculations.
Yep.
He's won the game.
He just won the game just like that.
He just ran.
Hey, yeah.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Guys,
yeah.
Did you already get rid of the other guy?
No, I'm here. I can just barely hear you. Your guys' phones.
Are you going to tell us that you can't go to the event?
Yeah, if it was Sunday, I'd totally be there, but I got big plans Saturday.
Well, what'd you play the game for?
He's trying to give the tickets to the other guy.
How about it? I'll have him.
Yeah. I just like playing the game, man. I want the tickets. If they were for another day, I'd totally take them. But if you could just like give them to that guy, I'd appreciate it.
All right. That guy, P1, let's get drunk and screw. Will you accept these tickets on behalf of the Blumpkins family?
Yes, indeed, I will.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Then we say goodbye to you, Blumpkins. Good Samaritan. Thank you.
Hey, y'all have a good one. See
you. You too. Imagine the Braves get to the World Series and win. They're like, oh, here's the trophy. We don't want it. We just wanted to be competitive.
Let's give it to people and let's get drunk and screw.
Yeah. Golly.
You want our manager, too, Brian Stinker? Go ahead and take him.
Have at him.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm just glad I won. I can barely hear you guys, man. Your phones suck. You can tell Mark Henderson to do something about that crap.
Your phone sucks.
You didn't win either way.
Blumpkins can hear us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it is my phone, then.
Maybe let's test it out just for fun. You've already won, but see if you can hear me. Spell the word Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
All right, I feel better about giving you the tickets out.
Really?
Congratulations. Right. Yeah, that's right. Lamborghini.
Gave him a hard one. He's killed.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, one more for fun. Fat Boy versus P1. Let's get drunk and screwed.
Okay,
ready?
Go.
Spell the word carburetor.
C-A-R-B-A-R.
Incorrect. Fat Boy for the steel. Yeah. Carburetor.
C-A-R-B-U-E-R-A-T-O-R.
Give yourself an X. Wrong. Spell it, Jimmy.
It's C-A-R-B-U-R-E-T-O-R.
That's correct. Give yourself. You know, you got it right. Give him a ding.
He's right beside you.
Ding yourself. Well, look, I didn't say you couldn't.
Carburetor.
All right, well, congratulations, P1. Let's get drunk and screw. You did it. Let's make it official right now. Stink Martindale, if you would, award him some tickets.
Congratulations, P1. Let's get drunk and screw. You're going to the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals at the Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte on Saturday, April 27th. See the NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series.
How about that?
That's awesome. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. And you better thank Mr. Blumpkins as well tonight when you're saying your prayers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, all right. That was fun. That was fun. He's blaming our phone.
Get to go and see Antron Brown, John Force, Brittany Force.
Brittany.
Doug Kalita.
I'll be there.
Is he still alive, John Force?
Yeah, he's still racist.
All right, good. All right, we're going to take a break.
You can buy a skin for your phone.
What?
You can buy a skin for your phone.
Oh, that's gross.
With his face on it.
That's awful.
That is awful. All right, we're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning to you.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:30. The Robert Kraft sex tape. Here's the problem. This is why the world is a problem. Mixtapes. We still call them mixtapes, and they're playlists now. And people still call sex tapes.
Yep.
But you're not watching it on a tape.
No.
It's a sex video.
It's a video.
It's going to be released to the public. And I asked if he was going to be a porn star. And according to a bunch of people on social media, he'll be a legitimate porn star, Robert Kraft will.
I saw a judge block the release of that, breaking news.
What?
Yeah, a judge has blocked the release of that because apparently that Fourth Amendment thing, Kraft's lawyers, in fact, he's a billionaire. Yeah.
Vote him out.
I just sat here and wrote all these jokes about Robert Kraft being a porn star.
You can still make them because, it ain't over yet.
Oh, really?
It ain't over
Bring
yet.
It back.
Well, then I think Hulu and Netflix should go against each other to try to see who can get the owner. Okay, I should have just stuck with it, not went with it. Isn't that crazy, though? It's part of, it's going to be part of everyday life.
Yeah.
They're going to release it. That's crazy.
Yeah. It always comes out.
Always. All right, the other thing, too, is from yesterday. By the way, somebody's in here is very hungry. I just heard your tummy.
I'm looking at the menu for the place we're going to lunch later.
Okay, good.
That's what that is. Over. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm feeling it now. Yesterday, the Truth and Consequences All Update show was highly successful. People really enjoyed that, and we're going to try to, as long as we can keep the interactivity going amongst those involved, we want to try to make that a monthly kind of thing. But the one that really people really latched onto, it seems, is the proposal, and how the guy gave the girl the ring. She said no, or he proposed on the phone. She said no. He proposed in person. She took the ring, but did not put it on, and said she'll give it back to him when the time is right, so he can propose.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Yes.
So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I know Fat Boy. He's been engaged one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just once.
Nine, I know you.
Yeah.
You've been engaged one time.
One time, yes.
Paige? Mm-hmm.
Four
know
times.
You. What?
Yeah.
See, I said.
The rule of three, that means 12 times.
Damn.
You've been women cut it in three and we multiply it. So Fat Boy's,
engaged 12
Fat Boy's
times.
Only been engaged a third of the time.
I don't know if I was.
What? Oh, okay.
I was wondering that about Fat Boy, if there ever was an engagement or just a marriage out of the blue.
I don't think it was.
Okay. I don't know which pace to take with this now, because this is a true revelation that we've never known about each other on the radio.
The fact that Paige is engaged 12 times or that Fat Boy was never engaged
she says
despite
four.
Being married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me latch on to the spontaneity in the room right now. Fat Boy, you don't know if you were ever engaged. You've been married now for 13? 14?
Yeah, but we were living together for a little bit. But when we talked about getting married, it happened like a couple weeks later.
Did you, like, you went and bought the ring and then waited a couple weeks and then gave it to her?
I think she bought the ring she wanted.
Hmm.
I didn't have to go buy it.
God.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I guess I'm laughing at the abnormality of it.
Did you pay for it, Fat Boy, the ring?
I think maybe half. Dude, the sun's been shining on this dog's ass for years. I got lucky.
Yeah, you did. You hit the jackpot.
I don't think I had to fork over too much.
Oh, man. So you're dating your wife, or, you know, dating at the time, your girlfriend, and then you said we decided we were going to get married.
Yeah, so if I were engaged, I guess maybe it was a couple weeks at most. I don't know how that works.
But so you didn't actually get down on, well, obviously you didn't get down on the knee. But you said I would like to marry you, and then.
Well, yeah, it was like the next natural step. Like, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay.
And when she said yes, you're like, all right, go pick you one out.
I did not bend the knee. It was a table discussion.
Wow.
Yep.
So you were engaged, but for 2 weeks. But she went.
So romantic.
I will not bend the knee.
You didn't want to, like, have any. You know what? I mean, ultimately, it's what she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, you plan it out.
You didn't even just go with her and sit in the car? I mean, she just went on her own. You didn't go sit on the bench?
I can't remember it.
I said bench.
Might have been. God, I don't know. I don't even remember where it came from.
Have you ever taken flowers home? Ever?
Once. I could count a couple times, maybe.
Okay. I'm just wondering. It just seems like there's no romance in Fat Boy at all.
Yes. I really know how to perform in that department.
You just do things.
Like, I don't.
It's easy. Comes natural.
I could be spontaneous. Like, here's a flower or whatever. Here's a little surprise gift. But I mean, I'm coming home. What more do you want?
Man,
wrapped in a bow.
Surprise.
Okay. Wow. So you were only engaged. Fat Boy only engaged for 2 weeks before getting married, mm-hmm. and then your wife went and got the ring, and you paid half of it.
Yeah, we'll go with half.
Oh,
I really can't remember.
Half-ish.
Wow.
Half-ish.
I mean, it's totally fine. I mean, I'm not. It's just, it's odd, but the odd's fine.
It's unconventional for sure.
Yeah,
that works.
Now, what will you tell your son, Fat Boy, the boy, your son?
Yeah.
What will you tell him about when that time is right? You will tell him to go tell her to go get her own? I mean, what do you tell him?
I don't know.
Will you tell him not to ever get married?
No, I'd tell him to get married. Yeah. I don't know. I'd say, you know, let me work on something for you. Let me see if I get some trade.
Some trade.
Go ahead and X yourself on that one.
Let me go down the pit and see what I can work out.
Denied.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's an interesting life Fat Boy leads.
Let's see what I can do for
love
you.
Love it.
Paige.
Yeah.
Four times.
Mm-hmm.
So you beat my, I thought I had the record in the room of three. No. I've been engaged three times. Yeah. One of them never made it to the aisle. Thank God. But regardless, and it didn't work out. Four, so you beat me by one. Tell. All right, so we know about Christopher.
Yeah, that he was the fourth.
Yeah, the damn man himself.
He was the fourth and final.
Yeah. There's firemen in the world.
Yes. The first one when I was like 18, moved out. I moved out at 17, and then I was living with a guy who was my brother's best friend.
Dennis Eckersley.
So we felt, he wouldn't have anything to do with me.
It was Raleigh Fingers.
I was the poor person in the neighborhood.
Was it Ron of House Reach?
No, but I have been in touch. In touch with Ron. I have an update on Ron.
Well, nobody cares except Fat Boy. Not Fat no boy. Offense to Ron, but nobody knows who that is except Fat Boy.
Fat Boy remembers Paige's first boyfriend.
Even the guy that I dated that was friends with Ron.
Yeah.
There's nothing there because he went after my good friend.
Okay, so you got engaged at 18.
Yeah.
With who's this guy?
Marty. Yeah.
There's somebody in California named Marty.
Yeah, Marty Short. You remember him?
I don't say last names, so I don't want you to Google him or anything.
There's a another Marty, famous Marty from California.
Yes. Bird.
McFly.
It just seems too redneck to be a California name.
It is. Marty.
Great
Marty.
Scott Page.
Oh, yeah. All right, but so, he was tall and blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So what happened with that?
He drank a lot and did a lot of drugs, and I got tired of it.
Okay.
And one night he was just drinking a lot. He wanted me to make him breakfast and get up and make him pancakes. Well, mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling good, and I was in the middle of recitals. I was teaching kids dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, give me an hour, and I'll get up and make you your dang pancakes, okay?
Right.
Well, meanwhile, he was tearing up the condo and breaking things because I didn't make him pancakes.
So did you give him the ring back, or
no,
did you keep
what
it?
What I did is I knew that eventually he'd probably end up hitting me. So what I did is I just moved out. I called my mom. I said, I'm sorry, Mom. I need to come home for a couple of days.
All right. I hate his guts. Let's not talk about him anymore. Engagement number two.
Engagement number two.
We don't need to give that guy any energy. He's a son of a bitch.
I don't want to talk about it because
all right. Engagement three. Let's skip
the
one.
He turned stalker and weird, so he got the ring back. That's the certified letter that I sent somebody. That
okay. I remember that story. Okay.
No,
engagement number three.
Third one was Stuart.
All right, let's just skip it then.
Skip that one. Yep.
Damn.
Skip that one.
You made the right move on giving all those back. I'll tell you.
Yeah. And then
on the number four.
I gave up on men for a while because I had some very, very poor choices, yes. And then
women did not satisfy you either.
No,
your
never,
longing
no,
and desires.
No.
Lord knows she tried.
No women. But yeah. Chris was great.
Yeah.
Never hit me, never yelled at me.
I really wonder, and I tweeted this out a moment ago, and I'm interested to go see. I want to know what the record for engagements is in the P1 family.
Oh, great question. Great question.
Not divorces. Engagements,
yes.
Like, the record in the room is four. Paige owns the crown of the most engagements.
Congratulations, Paige.
Yeah,
congratulations.
You know
what? You got Monster Jam tickets for life, in fact.
Don't you think I did the right thing by giving back all those rings?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I will say the number, because a lot of people say, oh, I've been, you know, engaged three or four times. That's not it. Let's say the number's 10. Can anybody beat 10 as far as I've been engaged 10 times?
God, I hope not.
Dude, you're crazy.
I'm
you
sure.
know.
I'm
you
sure.
know what's happened.
That's awful.
10 times. Or you know, let's start there and work our way back. And it may not be you. We'll do that farce where you say it's a friend of yours and we pretend to play along. Or maybe it is a friend of yours. Who has been engaged the most times? We would love Ooh. To hear it. I'm going to say 10 as a record. Do you think anybody, Fatboy, you're a gambler. Will anybody beat 10?
Nah, that over's too high.
It's hard to get to 10, right? That's, I mean, wow, what a number. I mean,
you would say the same thing for kids, but I could show you proof.
That's, yeah. You got me.
I got you on that one.
You got me.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. We'll see who's got the record for the most engagements in the P1 family. Your call's right after this. Hold.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks! Talk about a hornet's nest. Holy moly. Ask a simple question like, who out there has been engaged the most times? I was like, let's set the litmus test at like 10 and work our way back. Let's go to, and by the way, the phone number is to call us, 1-800-774-0093. Let's go first, let's take a number two for once.
Yeah.
Let's go to line two and go to P1 Diesel Ash. Good morning.
Morning.
How it is, sir?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Talking about engagements. We're trying to figure out what the upstate Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia record is. What do you have?
I work with a boy who's 22 years old, and he's been engaged 11 times.
How?
Everybody he dates, he asks to marry him.
And is
literally everybody he dates.
And does he get? I mean, are these all new rings?
They all say
every
yes.
Time?
Well, he buys gets on Amazon and buys $20 little rings and
okay.
Like the girl he's with right now, they was dating a month. And he was like, asked her if he wanted to marry. She wanted to marry him. bought her a little ring from Amazon, and now he's engaged again.
Oh, my God. I thought this was a tale about, like, Stephen Skatel or somebody. It had to be a family of jewelers just sitting here coming up with all these engagement rings. Good Lord. His last name starts with K. It has to. It doesn't make any sense.
He's got stock in, like, K Jewelers and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. 11 times at 22 years old.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
That's hard to beat. Yeah. 11 engagements. Why did they all agree to marry him and then they broke up? Why did they all say yes?
Well, because, I mean, he don't date the nicest women, if you know what I mean. So,
yes. Yes.
I don't know if I could say kind of trashy, but.
Don't you dare.
Well, he goes for.
Well, everybody has a type.
Well, we started the freaking, you set the bar high there, Diesel Ash. We appreciate the call, sir.
Good deal. First time caller. I've listened to you for probably about 8-9 years now.
So. Well, golly bum. Well, listen, we appreciate that, man. Enjoy the wedding, okay?
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. We'll see you, Ash.
That's Diesel a hell of a record there.
22. Or 11 and 22.
Yeah. If he was 11, but he did 22 times, that's bad.
That's many laws have been broken there.
It's not Thailand.
All right. That's going to be hard to beat. Let's go to Anonymous. Oh, yes. Boy. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How it is, sir?
Pretty good.
Good. All right. Is this on the subject of engagements and a record that may have been set? Do you know something about this?
Absolutely. Myself, I've only been engaged once, married once, but I got a family member, very close family member, who has been married 9 times, and I know for a fact that there's at least one engagement in there that never went to a marriage, and there's probably more than that. She just is one of those type of people who's scared to be alone. So she's been born.
Not engaged, but married 9 times.
Absolutely.
Holy my God. Wow, her lawyer's like, keep going, baby. Do it again.
That probably means what? At least 18 engagements.
You would assume, yeah.
I will say that that it has helped her out. That in these days, having different insurances and stuff like that has definitely helped her out.
Yeah. Well, God bless. I mean, yeah, that's incredible to me. And
it's a lot of work.
If you don't mind, well, you're anonymous. How old a lady are we talking about here that's been married that
long? She was born in 1951, I believe it is. So you can do the math. I can't.
68 years. Yeah, wow. Well, good for her. You know how old she'll be next year?
She's already had her birthday this year. Okay. Like I said, you can do the math. I can't.
You're screwing up the joke. All right, anonymous, thank you.
Good job.
God bless. God bless. Bronk would have got that, or Gronk, whatever.
He's laughing right now.
He's stupid.
He just woke up in bed somewhere in Massachusetts laughing and can't figure out what's funny.
Now, here's another thing I'll show you. Behind the scenes is we have a screen here, and it says the name that Fat Boy will write in, and then a very small area where he can put a brief description. Let's go to line 2 and talk to Angie with the comment, "You won't believe this S, man." Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right.
Am I going to believe this S, man? Am I going to believe this, what you're about to say?
Yep, he's 72 years old, and Monday, Tuesday, he sees one girl. Thursday and Friday, sees another girl. And Saturday and Sunday, goes to Tennessee, and he's asked all 3 of them to marry him in the past, 2 weeks ago.
I wonder why. I mean, I know why he was seeing 3 different women, but why would he all ask them all, whoever accepts it first, he will marry, or how does that work?
I have no idea, because he's bought them all 3 rings. He's a bad alcoholic, but yeah.
Maybe he got drunk and forgot.
Yeah, I know. Well, he sees the ring on their hand every week.
It's like a redneck polygamist.
Yeah. Maybe he's secretly hoping he dies before it happens.
Yeah, he needs to.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. What
3 different girls.
And has he been married previously to this? I'm sure he's
86. Yeah, 2 times.
This
will be his 3rd marriage. I don't know which one it's going to be, but it's the 3rd one.
I think when you get to 80, all the rules are out the window. You do whatever you want.
His 3rd, 4th, and 5th marriages. He's shooting for 5.
Yeah, he should go adopt kids, too. Do it all. Do it all. Angie, thank you for the call.
Angie.
Yep. Have a good morning.
Good morning.
You get out of here. Oh, man.
That was a good laugh.
Don't you think, though, like, once you get to that point, like, just do whatever.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah, like, I agree with that.
If you hit 80, start smoking crack.
No.
If you want to. You don't
if you
have
would like to.
You don't have to.
Like, if you hit 80, wouldn't you say, all right, that meth, hand it here. I'll try it for once. Just to see.
I don't know, man.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think 80-year-old people should be up for 3 days at a time.
Oh, would you do meth first or turn gay first?
Both at the same time.
My acting is more important.
Go for it all.
Yeah, it would take one to make me do the other. Now you figure out which one. Let's go to P1 Jessica Rabbit, who knows someone who's been engaged a crap ton of times. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all today?
Speakerphone in the house.
Oh, hang on. Let me turn it off.
It just happened.
Right. Is that better?
Yeah, it just happened.
It sounded like you were calling from the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah. Jessica, tell us about this person you know with all these engagements.
Okay, so one of my best friends growing up, and this started when she was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
I cannot count on my hands and feet the amount of times that she has received a ring, and not an Amazon ring, not a little $20, you know,
yeah,
fake ring.
Right.
I'm talking like from the time she was 14, probably every 6 months, she had a new guy buying her a ring. And I never understood, none of us ever understood, what it was that she was doing to, like, hypnotize these guys.
You got an idea.
But I'm talking about, like, within weeks of being with her, they would go out and buy this gorgeous thousands of dollar ring. Like, and I'm talking, these were older guys. I mean, you know, like, early 20s, stuff like that, that were committing themselves to a 17, 18-year-old girl at the time.
I don't know
what it was, but she had some kind of spell.
What do you say, Jim?
She was putting it on them goods.
Must have been, really.
Yeah, apparently.
Good.
What would you say
apparently.
This girl? Is there a celebrity this girl resembles that we can try to figure out how she looks?
Honestly, I can't think of a celebrity that she looks like. I will tell you, she's short and heavy set, which is what shocked a lot of.
I love heavy set.
Heavy set's
the best word ever.
I think your buddy might be a whore.
Yeah.
But she had big old bibbish, so.
Oh, boy.
That was probably another one.
Paige has only
reasons.
Been engaged 4 times.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
There's,
Oh, well, hers were bigger than Paige's.
Bless her heart.
Surprised she can walk.
Yes, I know. Bless her heart. She had problems with them when we were younger.
I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Jessica.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too.
What just happened?
I don't know.
She put us all in a headlock and just ran us into
She
the
was
wall.
Giving us all word noogies. Noogies. What did I say? Noogies.
Yeah.
Is it noogies? What is it?
I think so.
Cowboy, what is it?
Give you a noogie.
Yeah. Noogie.
Noogie. Okay.
Well, you're punching. That's like cranial injuries.
What's a Melvin? That's a wedgie.
Yeah, that is.
Punk band.
Just pulling your panties up.
To the side a little. Whatever it is. All right.
Pulled to the side a little.
P1 Let's Get Drunk and Screw, who played the game earlier and lost, if he would wait one more segment, he's been waiting another one, if he can wait or maybe call back, because I would like to get to the point he's trying to make there, because that's very interesting. Or maybe not. Hell.
Well, you can hear.
Okay, hold on, Let's Get Drunk and Screw. Let's get drunk and screw and hold. All right, more right after this.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.